The next case, Dyson, differs in one small respect in that we have raised an additional point on appeal. We have argued that in the event that this court adopts the commission's threshold analysis, there is an injury here which was determined by the commission to be a hindrance or obstacle. It's an injury to the claimant's right ankle, and our request is that you look at the evidence in the record. There is a real paucity of evidence or testimony from the medical doctor, from the claimant himself, about whether or not this injury was a hindrance or obstacle. The claimant talks a little bit about pain. He talks about not being able to wear tennis shoes.
But isn't the commissioner the final arbiter of facts?
Well, I mean, the standard is sufficient evidence and to look at the record as a whole. And in this case, there is absolutely no discussion of whether this ankle injury and the pain hindered his ability to perform his job. There was no testimony about that it took him longer, that there's increased pain that lasted a long time. There was no testimony about, you know, additional breaks, any sort of accommodations, any of the sort of testimony that you would need to establish a hindrance or obstacle. He didn't say, I can't work as many hours, I can't work as long of days.
Is the 7.5% to the ankle, is that sufficient to meet the threshold in itself? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, and so, like I said, you only reach that if you adopt the commission's analysis about the threshold. The other thing that's a little bit interesting about this case is, this case, the primary injury, there was another injury that occurred 6 months before that, and the commission issued two opinions on the same day, and the first one, it denied compensation from the second injury fund on the basis of this ankle being the pre-existing injury and said, we are denying compensation here because this ankle does not meet threshold. But then in the very same day, in another decision, it said, you know what, we're going to give you second injury fund compensation and part of it is going to be calculated on the basis of this ankle. So that's a little different inconsistency than we've seen in some of the other cases. And here we're talking about the same claimant, the same exact injury, and on one case it was denied because the pre-existing, he didn't have another pre-existing to go with it to get him past the gate, so to speak. We're back to the amusement park analogy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Case will be taken under submission.